Okay, so I pray that whatever takes place in the space today is for the better communication between human beings and elementary beings, for the healing of the earth and for the healing of human beings. So be it. It is so. Let it be done. Thank you. So, good morning. I'm loaded for bear today, so we have a lot of a lot of information I want to give to you that you can take away with you, because I want to make a shift now towards the idea of healing. What is healing? And in Rudolf Steiner's work, he connects healing to the life body, or the ether body, the life body. And his takeaway is that there is no such thing as an unhealthy life body. No such thing. The life body is inherently health-giving. And he calls the life body the time body. And this is a significant idea. We're going to look at it all day today. And the time body, the life body, works through the alternation of acute sclerosis followed by acute inflammation followed by acute sclerosis. So alternating sclerosis and inflammation are the healing forces. And if you go online and look up sclerosis, it's like, oh my God, this is terrible. If you look up inflammation, oh my God, this is terrible. It's not terrible, it's healing. It just is acute sclerosis is healing. That's granulation of a wound. Acute inflammation is healing. That's a fever or an infection. It's when sclerosis and inflammation become chronic that there's illness. This is a very key point when we want to make a remedy. Because a chronic condition has lost its connection to the time body. It's lost its rhythmic time, we could say cascading. It's lost the ability to cascade through acute phases in order to run a healing motif, a healing regimen. So the purpose of healing and making medicines is to bring the life body, the time body, back into rhythm. And in nature, rhythm, especially in plants, rhythm is known in the literature as cascading. A cascade of hormones, a cascade of enzymes to bring about an unfolding of a quickening of the rhythmicizing quality of the life body. And when the physical body has dysfunction, it's too dense to relate to the life body.